This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in studio by Carissa Wilson. She's a 2008 Jammy winner for Best New Artist and Album of the Year, and she's joining me in studio. How are you doing today, Carissa?
I'm well, Paul. Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. So you began violin at age 10 and guitar in college. It's quite a distance of time. How easy did you take to guitar?
I was very taken with it, first off, so my motivation level definitely helped, but the training with violin helped as well.
Okay.
And I took to it pretty easily, pretty quickly.
Now, you said you were very taken with it. What was it that was attractive to you about guitar?
It was just sort of, well, violin is like a voice, so, mm-hmm. you know, you can imagine singing a cappella all day. It'd get pretty boring, but with guitar it's a chordal instrument.
Okay.
You know, and so it was different in that way. You
okay.
can write songs and kind of accompany yourself with it, and that's hard to do with a violin.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's now, what I enjoyed.
Yeah. Now, were you going to school for music at the time?
No, I studied music, but not as a concentration. I was studying foreign language, which you know, I studied Spanish and German.
Okay.
And there's some, a little bit of crossover when it comes to the hearing and the ear and pronouncing foreign words. So,
okay.
But I did study violin
and
as well as voice in school.
Okay. So. Now, yeah, you have a very beautiful voice. Were
Thank you.
Always were you always singing, or was that
yes.
something? Okay. You
to
were.
The you know, to the chagrin of my family, I was always singing. Yes.
Okay.
Mostly like operatic stuff that would be very annoying to most people.
Oh, really?
And I was always being told to kind of shut up. But no, I did sing around the house mostly when I was little. It wasn't really until high school that I realized I had a strong voice.
Okay.
With some school musicals and that kind of thing. So.
Okay. Now, you were a teacher for a while.
Yeah.
And then at one point you got to a point you decided you wanted to pursue music full time. What was it that made you want to go all out for music?
Oh, well, part of the motivation was just all the encouragement that I got from the community. I was just playing a lot of open mics before I decided to quit teaching full time in a school setting, and just got a lot of encouragement and from people that would listen to me and tell me I was really good. And I kind of we had a whole conversation about this before we went on the air.
Okay.
With my language, but I looked at some of my colleagues and I just kind of decided that's not what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, or at least I wanted to give music
okay.
A go. So I decided to give it a go. I had to go into counseling over it because it was
really?
Kind of a stressful decision. I had a good job and, you know, made pretty decent money for somebody who had just graduated college. So it was definitely a tough choice, you know, but I'm still employed here all these years later.
So what was it like once you took that step?
It was kind of scary at first because I had to kind of take things up to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some equipment and, you know, just really started digging into writing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also very fun. I was surrounded by a lot of really talented people and really supported. So, yeah, I've never really looked back.
Now, you've got a nice blend that makes up your music, indie pop, jazz, blues. What inspired you and influenced you early on?
Well, I'm a pastor's kid.
Okay.
So I grew up in church and listening to hymns. We didn't really listen to a whole lot of pop music around our house,
mm-hmm.
but we did, you know, hear things, people like Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. Anita Baker, and I mean, I could go on. And then later in high school and that kind of thing, I would listen to people like the Cranberries and Dave Matthews Band. So
okay.
I kind of had... It was, I feel like I've really stumbled on a lot of music versus been a real pursuer of
okay.
music in terms of like buying CDs and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I got a lot of musical education from people around me. Like I said, the open mic scene, other mm-hmm. local musicians. I've been really hugely inspired by local people, to be honest with you.
Who were some of the local musicians that you feel inspired you the most?
Boy, you put me on the spot. That's good, though. That's good. You know, early on, it was people like, oh, I'm going to forget the names. Lucy Webster. Do you
okay.
remember her?
I do.
and people like Edie Evans Hyde. I remember seeing her in Smokey Joe's Cafe. It was the first time I was exposed to her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just people like Drew Nelson and Ralston Bowles. And, you know, they were the kind of songwriters. I remember when Ralston was really on the scene. But, like, I never saw him playing music or anything. It was kind of like later.
Right.
You know, my cousin was in a band and playing with those guys. He was in Sweet Japonic, which, you know, kind of disbanded a little bit ago, and it gone through a lot of changes. But I was actually in that band years ago when they first started, so that was a lot of fun.
So how did you go about fusing these different musical styles together for yourself?
You know, Paul, honestly, I don't really think about it in terms of, like, trying to put it together. I just play what feels good and sounds good to me.
So it's just organic.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, what did you want to present by choosing the title Stronger, which is your latest release? What were some of the feelings behind it got you in that direction? I know you've had a number of things that took place over the last few years.
Yeah, you know, I had some, you know, just hard things in my personal life. I lost both my parents a few years ago, and that was definitely a hard period. But, you know, I'm still happy, and I've gotten married since then, and I have a lot of joy in my life. So I think the idea is just kind of overcoming adversity and pulling through, enduring the hard times and coming out the other side. So,
was it cathartic to put that into the album?
Definitely. It was sort of like the basis for it. I mean, I really, at this point, I'm definitely, you know, that's the kind of thing that never leaves you, really, but I think I'm beyond it in a way that I wasn't before I really started working on this project. So definitely I would say it's cathartic.
Now, you brought your friend Robica along with you. I was wondering if you'd play a song for us.
I would love to. I would like to kind of just introduce her with a quick little story. So we were both performing in Art Prize, the series that the St. Cecilia hosted in the parking lot. And so I just kind of ran into her on the street. I saw this girl with a little afro. And for those of you who know me or don't know me, I wear my hair in an afro, too.
Sure.
So she had a guitar on her bag and had this afro, and I was like, who is that? Because I don't see a lot of, you know, I don't see a lot of girls like that playing guitar. So we introduced, you know, ourselves to each other, and turns out we had some connections, and I invited her to sing with me at an upcoming show at the time at One Trick Pony, and she showed up, did a great job. She's a really great writer, and just a really sweet gal. So, we've been kind of singing together ever since.
Well, that's awesome.
Got some neat projects coming up, too. So,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to have you guys play a song.
Okay, great. All right, what do you think? You want to do Just Leave Me Alone?
Yeah, that's a good one, right?
All right, so this song, can you hear me okay if I move over here?
Yeah, just make sure the mic's in close.
Okay. All right, guys, this is a tune called Just Leave Me Alone. It's from my album Stronger. Don't tempt me with those puppy dog eyes. Oh, why must you ever be by my side? Trying to tie me up in Nazi metal, someone. Just leave me alone, oh. Just leave me alone. Can't you see that I'm doing fine? Oh, I don't need no trouble from you. On the crazy things you do, you meddle someone. Just leave me alone, oh. Do 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 do. Do ba 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 do 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 do. Ba 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 or someone you're driving me crazy. Yeah, you know you drive me right out of my mind. With your big mouth and your big eyes. Oh, 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 oh. But you're gonna drive me crazy. Just leave me alone. Well, I've had enough of your savvy ways. Oh, my, you count your girl in a day. Whoa, I'm trying to keep you at bay. Hey, hey, meddle someone. Hey, and hey, hey. Just leave me alone. Whoa, oh,
awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Garner.
Oh, thank you.